Get a free bet when you bet £5 every week of the Premier League season and a big boost every day. That's Ladisfaction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladisfaction, here's the T's and C's garage style.
18 plus, 1st of September to 24th of May. Opt-in weekly. Selected Premier League markets. Match one free bet per week. Values vary. Restrictions and T&Cs apply. Daily odds boosts. T&Cs on ladbrokes.com. Gambleaware.org.
Yeah, but it's a dog that you decided to shoot because you thought it was getting too old.
There's been videos of people who drive F1 cars, normies, regular folk, unlike me.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for that.
Yeah, you drive that F1 car really well. Now take your job off.
Can't make... Hello and welcome back to the 61st Cars Rule Everything Around Me with myself, Edwin, William to my left, and Benjamin to the behind.
Hello.
I didn't kind of mess that up, but hey, we'll carry on
with
it.
That's nice.
At the beginning of every Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast, we ask the question, do cars rule or do they ruin everything around us this week? Ben, I'm throwing it back to you.
I'm crazy.
Stop with this.
It is going to be a mixture of the two for
me. Not how that works.
Okay.
You
it's
can't,
be
there is no fence sitting.
No, I've ruled because nothing's happened.
Okay.
I still have an F2000, which I'm dailing for some reason unbeknownst to myself. And I have no current daily or plans to buy one. So
now, what is the current front runner?
The S2000.
As a daily?
Yeah.
Now, I just want, because I listened back to something that we said before, which is that Ben, at the next podcast, Ben will come in, it will be a completely different daily. And so far, we're true to that word. I think we started on, I don't remember what it was. No. There was a Golf 7 in there.
There's a Golf GCI in there, Golf GTD, E90A, 330D.
All sorts. And now we've settled on nothing.
I don't know.
Sure you don't want to buy a really nice Range Rover?
I'm sure.
Ben has told us today that he doesn't want to do it anymore. He's
given up.
Yeah. He's out of caring.
That's actually completely fair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now, do you know what that means? You're going to have a load of people commenting going, oh, you should buy my 1972 Nissan Sunny.
Hey, guys,
it'll be great.
I appreciate it, but I don't want it. I just don't. I just
thanks, Ben, no thanks.
Ben doesn't want anything.
I don't know what I want, and I can't be bothered at this
thing
point.
Is, deep down, we know he does.
Yeah.
Because we said, are you still happy about dailying the S2000?
He goes,
and he said,
not,
I'm not. But... So, like, I don't understand where you're at. You're in this sort of, like, limbo land.
What it was is actually quite funny. We said, so you happy driving the S2000? He went, obviously not. In, like, an upset way.
Because what you don't want is to start hating the S2000.
I am.
Do you know what, Ben? This whole operation was your idea.
I know. What is going on? I have regrets in life, so many. I have regrets buying the X5 in the first place. No, I don't. Well,
starting work here?
Nah, I like it here. No, the X5, it served me very well. But part of me is like, if I hadn't bought that, I would have just bought a daily then.
Does it hurt you seeing it arrive here most days? You know, like,
less
and arriving
thought,
here.
Less than I thought. It more annoys me the fact that I just don't like buying cars. I keep having to buy dailies.
Would it make you feel better if Jamie didn't turn up one morning and we were like, where's Jamie? What's he up to? And then he was like, yeah, car blew up. X5 blew up. Would
no,
you feel
no,
like...
No, it made me feel way worse.
Why?
Because I've sold him a dog, haven't I?
Yeah, but it's a dog that you decided to shoot because you thought it was getting too old.
You just gave away a dog because
I
you
didn't
thought
shoot
it
the
might
dog.
Die.
And it wasn't just for Christmas.
There was no reason to believe
that
the dog will die.
Okay, sorry. I want
to
address this because this has been annoying me all week.
Ben got to December 26th.
My dog is old.
Don't want this dog anymore.
My dog is old and at some point it will die, so I'll get rid of it.
You know, I'm going to get rid of it.
Can I just please...
I'm sad.
Let me just
I don't want to see it die.
Let me just say to you, because this is not... this is. I never said I was worried it was going to die. I said I was... That isn't what I said. I got rid of it because I didn't want to run it because of the cost of it.
Jamie, listen to this.
Yeah. Whoa. What do you mean? Vet bill's got too much. He took it to get its teeth brushed away.
I think...
But how much? But it's not even the vet bill. It's the prospective vet bill.
It's the vet going, mate, just so you know, next year, he's going to want to get this removed.
If my dog needs a new heart, that's going to be expensive.
Done.
Sell the dog.
Okay. The car had some things that needed doing to it, which Jamie's well aware of.
Okay.
I sold it to him for a very good price.
This is like a politician.
No, I'm saying that the reason I got rid of it is because I didn't want to do those bits. I didn't want to because it cost a lot of money, and I didn't want to have to do that, and then more stuff go wrong.
Heard
because I'm doing the mileage on it. It starts
quite
going wrong.
Funny at Goodwood, the event you didn't come to because you were so busy selling daily, as it appears. Jamie came over and said, talks of advance with Benjamin, and I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. And then he said.
Well, hold on.
There's just a list of things. And then there was a message that was quite long.
Now, did we talk? I don't know if we talked about it last week, but technically, you have been handed an official L.
Yes.
Or is that, yeah, you know, you,
yeah,
have.
You have. Yeah,
because I would like to read back and listen back to
sure,
the
because sure you were.
Because Ben did sell the car before Chrysler.
Yeah.
Merry Chrysler.
Yep.
So
I don't want to take the L yet, you know, until, well, it's, you until it. It's gone to like a board of adjudicators.
And Edwin is that board and he is adjudicated.
Board.
It. To be fair. Yeah. So
we'll explain that one day. Overall.
Ruin. I like, but then
that's surely a ruin. That has to be. That can't be anything but ruin.
Yeah, ruin. But the S2000 is good. But I don't want to daily it because it's,
you know what?
December. It's just going to rust away.
We earlier on, Ben kindly said, I'll go to the BP. And so Will and I were writing lines for things and for songs. We know that's what we do on our spare time.
A Christmas song is coming out.
God, please, no. And we heard in the distance, boah, boah. I was like, oh, Ben's outside. And then you arrived a minute later. It sounds great.
So it needs an exhaust, though. It has. I don't understand this, right, about that car. This is just a very...
You
a
just have it, like,
Honda, the whole point of that car, as far as I'm aware, is that Honda said to the engineers, make a really good car. And that's why it's so good, because it is just, there's no bottom line stuff. It's just make the car good. Then they went, exhaust. No exhaust on that. It has about as much exhaust noise as me.
Yeah.
Oh, I just stacked.
Hey, you know, that's quite a lot. I think I was going to say, is it a decat or what? I mean, what's going on? Yeah, factory cars are normally just a bit.
But that's the bit. Even like factory sports cars have some, it has nothing. It has literally nothing. It is silent. So I'm going to get an exhaust on it, but I don't know anymore what to do.
So it's a ruin for
me. Please, someone else tell me that you're good.
I will say rule.
Okay.
And there's a big reason for that. And that is that I put an amplifier in CL recently.
And?
And it made noise.
I am certainly
listening to the radio right now. I have now switched to a new form of
torture.
I don't know how lucky I am now. I've now got audio and I'm like, I'm already taking advantage of it. And now all I have is the radio, so I have got Susan saying that
now,
my cat has got AIDS.
Edwin, you'll be with me on this one. I want to talk about something about your radio.
Go on, then.
Will made a crazy statement earlier. So Will hates the radio,
yep.
Has always hated the radio,
yep.
And he now has audio in his car.
Yeah.
But you have no Bluetooth, correct?
I can do telephone calls.
But you can't listen to music on Bluetooth.
Why don't you ring someone who has Bluetooth and then they play it down the phone?
Well, this is the point I'm getting to. So said to Will, Will was like, I'm gonna put Bluetooth in the car, Apple CarPlay.
This right? week?
Yeah. So we, but then you complain about listening to the radio. So yep. Edwin made a good point of, why don't you just temporarily for the week, just get yourself one of those little
dongles.
Radio dongles. I have one in the S1000. I've been using that.
Sorry, audio listeners. And, quite loud.
And Will refuses. He would rather listen to the radio and complain than just buy something. Because the audio quality isn't good enough.
No, I'm not being like, no.
You are.
You did say that.
That is what I say. But the radio is not perfect. It's not. But it is better than listening to 109.7 on your transmitter, which comes out of one speaker and is crackly, and you drive past someone doing the same thing and it goes.
Yeah, but like Edwin said, wouldn't you rather listen to music not very good quality, but it's your music?
No, I will put in the hours, the hard hours of either silence or Chris Moyles
until
I can listen to my own music properly.
To be fair, 2 months of silence. What's another week to a man like?
Well, of course, but you're not listening. But you're not in silence. You're listening to the radio and complaining about it.
I'm
as if you have no other option.
But it's got better. You're making the complaint here.
Ben, you don't want to hear that Wendy from Hertfordshire has.
I don't care. I'm not interested.
Three kidney stones this week.
Isn't that what we do? Is this what this is? This
the dog shit.
Three men talking random stuff.
The dog shit. But it's not though,
that's a good
it?
Name for the show, actually.
Yeah, I can't help cream, whenever perhaps. I listen to the radio, this is an entirely separate topic that I don't want to get into, but the radio is dog shit.
Yep.
Like, yeah, it is.
Actually, we've dog shit.
I believe it's the original brain rot. If you listen to like even the transitions between each like scene, it's like radio 89 and there's like so many different sound effects. That is original brain rock.
Ben's tuning into American radio station. Ben's on GTA radio.
Burnout paradise.
But do you know what I mean?
Striker.
And then there's someone going, and today we've got a giveaway. And there's so much shouting. It's brain rock.
Fair.
It's reels. It's TikTok.
Yeah. But why is no one playing music?
Yeah.
You go through 50. I think there might be a thing. It's like a mutually agreed, like a gentleman's agreement where they say like, you know, if one person is in an ad break, they kind of all are, not all, but you know, like, so that otherwise you just put your radio on. If I had a radio station, I'd wait till everyone else has got their adverts on. I'd go, right.
Crank it up.
Play Stunt 101. Let's go.
Although that's the worst part because someone goes, and we're going to go over to some advertisements now. So you go to the next radio station, they go, these windows are for sale for why are they all on the ads at the same time?
Yeah, it's so annoying. But anyway, I do have audio, which is a plus, and hopefully this week I will have an actual thing in there.
Now,
my own music.
You did have an L on the Glado. Have you spoken about that?
I don't think I have, no. I got the car back. It was all wonderful. It was all fantastic. It was all amazing.
All the lovely.
It was all lovely, this. Blowers came back, which was an issue I had before.
Bloody blowers, this
blowers,
thing.
So I had air. I could actually defrost the car. Previously, I couldn't do that. It just missed up. It was fixed, and now it's not fixed.
Mm.
It unfixed itself after the Christmas meet, where I think I might have mentioned this. I feel like I've said this. Probably
maybe
to many
have.
People. But anyway, we left that Dunkerton's meet, and it was the foggiest day, I think, on Earth. Record,
ever,
like ever,
yeah. Oh, I went the same route as you, and yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, I had to stop in the middle of the road,
okay,
because I couldn't see the entire winds. Everything
that's what
was misted
like
up.
Blind people when they drive.
Yes, that's exactly that. What it was like. And then my girlfriend was a little bit panicked by the entire situation because there is my absolute, basically everything I own ever is in that car.
Yeah,
basically.
We just and then head out the, like a dog, shout out the window.
Yeah, and you know it's not even got doors that go up, so you can't even drive like that. You know, so bloody poverty spec. But that needs sorting. Something is not working.
So it's popped the fuse again.
And an airbag light.
Yeah, oh, that's it's, awesome. Yep. The issue is it's a Lamborghini.
Oh, that's
yes.
the one.
Yeah.
That's the one. Right. Yeah, that's the one. Today's episode is sponsored by NordVPN, the tool that basically prevents half the internet from nosing around in your business.
Yep, those random login attempts that you get on your Instagram and your email.
And it's not just security either. We've been using NordVPN loads when booking tickets and flights for all of the events next year.
NordVPN helps by encrypting everything and hiding your IP address, so bad actors can't track what you're doing online.
Some of the US sites just don't behave properly when you're trying to access them in the UK.
But the moment you switch over to a NordVPN US server, everything loads, prices pop up, no geo-blocking, and no stress.
Plus, their threat protection feature is always running, even when you're not using the VPN. It blocks malware, trackers, and all of the dodgy ads that might follow you around.
It genuinely makes planning trips way easier. If you want to try it, head to nordvpn.com/creampod. You'll get a huge discount on a 2-year plan, plus 4 months extra for free. It is the best deal that they offer.
And it is completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Hit the link in the description or go to nordvpn.com/creampod.
So a ruin? Or
no,
a rule?
I call it a rule.
Okay.
Just because of the audio, because of like how long that took.
That's how you know that how much Will cares about this. The Lamborghini braking is not even, it cannot out.
The CL, because when we put the amp in and just white noise came out of it. I've never been so pleased.
I'd be more than happy to listen to white noise. It was so nice.
They're turning it up and down. Look, I can change the volume. It's great.
I've got white noise across all channels. Amazing.
But yeah,
yourself.
It is a ruin. There is still no Range Rover. You're probably going to hear me say this for the next eternity until I get one. But more so than that, I was working on my Mercedes this weekend and thing after thing after thing went wrong on that. But it's now looking like it's finally ready to go for sale. And then the Golf... the Mark IV Golf that is ready to go. When will this have come out? This will be the interior.
Thursday.
The interior will be out.
Yes,
so you will have seen that we have installed the interior. That video was supposed to be finished about half a week earlier. So, and it instead got finished this morning. So it was an absolute rush. Came in at 7 to fit an interior to that car, which is fun. Mm. But it looks cool now on those seats. So there are silver linings. But overall,
brackets the bumper is the silver lining because it's silver.
Bright silver. It's now at Chris, the painter's, so he'll be sorting it out. I'm genuinely so excited to see that car done. It's just cool. They're both cool. They're just cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. We can't wait to have them both on the road will be very, very nice.
It's a ruin of 1,000 small cuts. People who work on cars, you'll know it. Just being, you get trodden down by cars breaking over and over.
Cars just punching down.
However, there is something behind us. Now, we're not going to... There is an upcoming video on it, so we're not going to spoil too much, but we bought another car. Oh, we'll get onto that soon. Mm. Everyone's saying we're buying too many cars. Wow. We know we will get to them. But we've bought a new tow car.
Yeah.
It's behind us.
Because the Cayenne has gone.
Cayenne is sold, sadly.
You know, we needed a sensible, reliable, economical, reliable tow car.
Yeah. So, you know, not going to spoil too much.
I think I speak for us all when we say that the Land Rovers we have access to here, possibly, you know.
Just terrible.
Just
really.
Now, when you find out what it is, and some of you will see, and you'll already know what it is, I still don't think it's that dumb.
I don't think it is. I genuinely don't think. It is a, what we'll say, it's a V8 NA.
Yeah.
So he's got no turbos to get upset. And it's a stalwart. Of the brand. It is an engine that has been known to just live and go. So, you know, we'll see. It does make 500 horsepower, but that's besides the point.
Look, towing needs power.
Exactly.
Towing needs torque. And that's exactly what we've got. And the absolute dog shit Land Rovers that are normally hanging around here tend to never work.
They really don't. The amount of times I walk out and go, I need to trailer something today. What is available? And one of the other guys goes, well, there's the... Oh, no, that's broken. Okay, well, you could take... Oh, no.
That
no.
one's leaking diesel. That's that one's leaking coolant. That one's leaking.
Got no MOT because it can't pass one. There's nothing. You can't use anything.
Yeah, it's all broken. It's all broken, this.
Do you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
The Big Tasty is back at McDonald's, but now it's a double. It's the beefiest Big Tasty of all time ever. Oh, got a bit intense there. The new Double Big Tasty, now at McDonald's. Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary, subject to availability.
So the one issue is this car doesn't have a tow bar, so we do need to get that fitted. But it will make a simply great lunch car for the gang. So you'll see some of that on soon.
This is a live reaction on the podcast, Ben. Ben made a deal with me regarding a yellow Clio. We were speaking about it earlier. I've received a message.
Are you?
I received, so there's a guy called Ash who I bought on the McGann bits
from.
And he said, he sent me a message saying, oh, if you'd like to borrow it for a week, and then actually if I can, I'll try and find the message. He said, if you get your hand ready to sign on that paper, basically. But I said, it won't count if I borrow the car.
No.
I can't borrow the car. And I said, can I please buy it? And he said, no, because I'm going to break it for bits.
Sad.
It is a twice written off liquid yellow Clio 197.
Now, 197, one of my favourite Clios of all time. I absolutely love them.
I prefer that to a 200.
Agreed.
Which, Renault people, but more non-Renault people are here.
182?
Why are all these numbers? What?
Versus 182?
I prefer a 182, but a 197 is a more livable thing.
They legitimately feel like actually good cars to use every day. They're quite comfortable. Yeah. I got my friend to buy a Silverstone Edition 200, and I drove it around for a while because I owned it before him. It's great. Genuinely great. It feels... A 182, if you've never driven one, does feel like rolling around in a tin can. Like, if you feel any form of low impact, there is a worry you die.
Yeah.
Like 5 mile an hour, someone's rolling a shopping trolley in, written off Cat N, Cat S, structural, Cat B, death inside the car. 197-200, it's great. Solid. Nice.
It's just nicer there. And also, like standard, you can get them in some slightly nicer colours and some nicer seats and some other bits as well. And there are just some different specs. So I am quite distracted by that now.
He
has just given me a price.
He
has said he will sell it.
Now, I've said if Will doesn't buy it, I might want it.
I really do quite want it. Do I tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, I mean, the deal will be done.
What is the deal? For the viewers, what is the deal?
I don't remember. Basically, I just want you to lose.
It was
you will not own a yellow Clio by the end of the year.
By November, by the time I'm 31. You gave me until November.
You are currently 31.
Next year. While I'm still 31, even. I have to go back in time for that.
Fraser around about 91 right now.
You basically gave me 11 months to get a yellow Clio.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. Also, it was for an official L, so it means we're now...
This is a written one as well, right? An apology.
No.
I'm fairly sure
the written apology, we didn't know about everyone listening about, and the forfeit was I had to give Will a written apology.
I would have provided
that was for the what do you call it?
Yeah.
X5. So next five.
Okay.
If I didn't sell it by Christmas, I would have to write Will a written apology.
So this is just for an official L. A handshake with perhaps an L plate. We'll sort something out.
I'd like some paperwork with it.
Yeah. Well, if anything, this will just... If I lose this, it just cancels out your current L.
Do you know how in... I think it's in America. Maybe we do it here as well. Sometimes for official documents, you need a notary, someone to witness this. We will have to notarize this L. We'll have to have an official person come and witness the L to the other.
I still argue it cancels the other L out. Because if I get an L, Will already has an L.
No, I think you can both hold the L.
You can both
have one for separate circumstances.
We can all have one. Yeah. We can also have multiple.
Okay.
Like, you don't just get one. You could have a handful.
What's the price?
3.5.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cheap.
It's not
that cheap for what
it
is.
No.
It is a relatively high mile, double written off.
If you describe a Clio 197 like that to someone, that's a 2 grand car.
Yeah, like if that is, you'd probably be starting with a one, realistically. And I've been this sent some issues. Oh, there's another issue just came through a minute ago. It's just a third gear crunch. That's an interesting one.
Oh,
well.
But it's cheap for the colour. Basically, the colour is very rare. Also, yeah. I would look like Maximus Caucus with a like a pearl yellow Clio and Glado. But yeah. I like that. That sounds nice to me.
I hope you enjoy third gear, mate.
Yep. Enjoy the daily.
Why not?
Right, shall we get on to some news and anecdotes after that big old waffle?
Big news. A week later, we sort of did it live, but before it actually came out. It came out 2 a.m. that day, basically.
And before we carry on to any degree, we made guesses. And the creamers who will have listened to this episode now, the previous one, will notice Will got the number right for the horsepower.
I haven't double checked.
Do you know this, Ben?
Did you say 641?
641 horsepower.
Did you just guess that? Like a legit...
I think I said 3.9 litre V8.
Oh, that's a 4 litre, you idiot. You don't know anything.
But I also called it... I think I also said it was four-wheel drive. You know, my intel was off.
It is.
Is it?
I didn't know that.
I thought it was electric at the front.
I'll be honest. It was torque filling. Anyway, should we talk... Well, does anyone know anything about anything at all?
I know.
We're talking about the new Toyota GR GT.
And I want to say something. I was wrong.
Okay.
We'll get onto it because it's the next piece of news. But
just after everything. And we'll get onto that.
We'll get onto the project in more detail. But I read before, it was a rumor to be fair, I said last week that there was the Lexus LFA successor would be based on that same platform as a Lexus. And we found out they released a concept at the same time. Not based on the same thing, but we'll get
to that. So talk about it. Tell me about it.
It's electric.
So I've deliberately not read into anything so that I may be a creamer listening. You may explain it to me as a creamer who
there
knows
are
nothing.
Three cars.
Okay.
Car number one.
I think there's more than that.
In the world. Car number one is the GRGT. I don't know what it's called.
So
it's
that the, is a successor
the,
to
hang
the...
Hang on. It's the GT3 car. So this is like an actual GT3 car.
A race car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then there is the GRGT, which is the road car.
Okay.
Which is this new long bonneted, quite nice looking thing.
And it looks a bit like an LFA, but new, but long.
No, it just looks like a Toyota.
What?
But it's sort of the spiritual successor to the LFA, okay. To the 2000 GT.
Right? Yes, 2000 GT is what started it.
It has a V8, a 4-litre V8, which Will got wrong because he doesn't know anything, and 641 horsepower, which Will got right. Somewhat hybrid?
Yes, so it's got it has a hybrid system in the gearbox, I think, for torque filling.
Okay.
Is it rear-wheel drive then?
Yes, it is.
Lovely, drive. Skids.
And Will some fun facts.
Will told me the price of it.
About 100 grand, right?
That's quite interesting. 100 grand. Because there isn't that much now around 100 grand other than 911s.
Yeah.
Not base model, but just above a base model 911.
I think it's...
What else is there?
AMG GT.
Yeah.
911 competitor type thing. But I think it looks really good.
I quite like it.
I really like the way it looks.
Also,
we watched the little reveal video and they came in revving.
And not only were they revving,
brother,
they were suit-tooting.
They were making turbo noises.
We played it and we were both like, yeah. And they both started doing it. We went, hold up. What is that?
It was like F10 M5
yeah,
intake. Going, that looks great.
He's a hot V.
So, but the weird thing is, I heard a video of it revving inside, I think it's Fuji. So there they did a reveal of it. And it was doing some revving and I couldn't hear it there.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it's only the GT3 car, but I think homologated, they would usually have to have the same turbos. Meaning you could probably make it sound like that.
So that's cool. I like
it. It had quite a lot of, it's quite a muted noise, but it had quite a lot of pops and bangs.
Mm.
But overrun, I think is the word.
I like how it looks. There are certain angles that it does look like the, the Merlin engined Rolls Royce thing? The Beast? Is it the Beast?
Or whatever it's something called? Of Turin?
I'm talking about the old Rolls Royce that they put the, it has some weird, there are some angles where it just looks long.
Yeah, it does seem, it's like too long.
Yeah.
It's like, do you need all that?
For what?
You really need all that nose?
No, wait, two V8s?
Well.
Oh, I thought we put two in there.
He is mid-engined.
Mid-engined?
He's front mid-engined.
What?
That's because it's so long.
Because the engine is behind the front wheels. So hence, a bit like S2000.
Yes.
He has a long nose because he has all that space where the axle is and then front bumper. But because of that, I got some facts.
Here we go. Run them.
Mid-engine, technically,
yeah,
which is always a fun one to bring out of the pub. transverse gearbox.
Nice.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
So a bit of weight distribution there. Hot V, lack of turbo lag, I believe that is what that helps with.
Mm-hmm.
And center of gravity is meant to be very, very, very low.
Okay. Now, all that's saying to me is skids. I can be doing some big skids. I want to see. Guys, I want a nice clean game.
It'll be all auto though, right? I'm assuming.
I'm okay with that.
Can we just appreciate for a second.
Fair.
A new car in 2025-2026 that is 600 horsepower, which in this day and age is pretty conservative. Pretty standard setup in terms of like they're going for drivability is what I'm trying to say. It's not, oh, this is a 3,500 horsepower electric thing that we're going to sell nine of. They're like, you know, here's a car.
It's, you know, it is. It's Japan 101.
Yeah.
They're not there to chase the numbers like everyone else. They're going, hey, let's build a car you want. Now, you've told me that, Mr. President, there might be a third car.
It's called the Lexus LFA.
That, okay, that's interesting.
And do you know what it is?
What is the year? Is the year 2025 or is it around 2010?
This is the successor, the official successor. It's a concept currently.
Okay.
But it's electric.
What?
That is, you can't do
you,
that.
You, Lexus.
So, hold on. So, take it back. Is it the actual LFA, the same looking LFA that is now electric?
It looks quite good. It looks like a modern day LFA, I would say.
Okay, so it's like it is a reimagination.
Yeah.
The photo will be on screen here. I can't like... the reason I was going to say the photo is not going to be on the screen is because of that, because I can't actually see the screen. I might push it over.
The screen is closer than usual today because the big car behind.
It's quite big.
For so, everyone listening, everyone just not on the TV. Almost onto two laptops and two men.
Yeah, that would have been a painful one.
On your computer, look at it just so you can have
what's
a
what's it called? Lexus
LFA put 2026 concept.
I just think
I don't get away with that at all.
You can't. Why use that name?
Yeah, that's not great.
Why build up all of this goodness,
this goodwill
that you've done with Toyota and whoever else, and then you go, yeah, you know what? You know that car, very famous for its V10.
Dead. It is the
only thing it was famous for, really.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder what is going on
in the House of Commons, or
why is it every manufacturer does this? I don't understand. Why would you go? Every single person looks at it. Well, logically, if we sell a car brand, right, we go, what do people want? This, this, and this. Let's do that. Every other car brand goes, right, okay, V10. One of the best exhaust notes of all time. What are we going to do? I think electric.
Get rid of it.
Silent. But we use the same name. So people will remember that car, but again, and they'll compare it alongside
why
it.
Why not call it the LFE?
That's a better name.
I've got an idea. Not make it at all.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Who's actually buying that?
That's what I want to know.
That's the point. None of these really rich guys are buying.
Or is it just a concept that goes, hey, we could do this. We could do this. Everyone goes, don't do that.
I'll find out.
Well, we still might do that.
Don't tempt us.
But I like the GRGT. I think it's cool.
I do as well.
I think it's a cool thing. There's still, the design is not completely sold on me. It's got,
design is very
airs,
human.
Yeah. It still has airs of that like modern car. You've done too much.
The other thing I was thinking about it that looks a little bit weird is I think because of how long its nose is, the what was it? It was going to be a toucan reference?
I was thinking of people with big noses.
The wheels are a little bit small in the arches.
Okay.
I think it could maybe go an inch up, but
I see what you're saying.
Such is the beauty of Japanese cars and tuning. We'll see something in about a week. In a week. Yeah. The first one will be re-released, and then 43 nanoseconds later, a Japanese tuner will have gone T37s.
Well, also, like, how tunable will this engine be?
Yeah.
Will we be seeing 900 million horsepower GRDT?
We can only hope.
From mines or whatever. Yeah. Some ridiculous
tune. Ben, you've searched.
I've searched. The LFA, now, it doesn't say whether yes or no it's definitely going to be made, but all of the wording and the language implies that it is a concept of a car that will come out. So the news is it is built on the exact same platform as a GRGT.
Okay.
But obviously it's electric. And basically they're basically bigging it up. They're saying it's going to be great, but no one wants that. So there's one for you.
Guys,
apparently
look at this.
Toyota have been looking to release their first performance car with a solid state battery, whatever that means. I've heard that for years. I've heard the phrase solid state battery for years.
500 gig in this.
Don't shake this car, you'll corrupt it.
Well, actually,
it goes over.
That's what I'm saying.
The Alexa LFA hard disk. It has to spin inside. I don't know. I've heard that for years. I've never seen a car with it, but they're saying that maybe that's the car it will. It's speculation.
Whoa! Anyway,
that's what I'm saying. Is the point here?
But Toyota, hit us up. Why not chatting to us about this GRGT? You're making turbo noises, rear wheel drive, coupe, making what?
I can fix that.
Where you got? We can't afford it. Buy it, but we can always borrow it
just for a minute,
just for a set, like a day.
I think we'd like to.
Love to.
And give it a fair review, an honest review.
I think we'd give it a really nice review. If it makes it easier to give us the car, we'll give it an amazing review.
Brackets TDC candy bought is what's being said here.
TDC has a price, and it's a car for a day. Really?
Quite low.
Realistically, from their angle, not really that much of an outlay, just lending a car to us.
Exactly, that's why.
What so have we got easy. Next?
Next up, we have some auction-related japery.
Yes.
There was an auction in Abu Dhabi,
yes.
which was where the final F1 race is. Well, actually, which we may get to in a moment.
We're going to the F1 race?
We will be going there.
Bloody hell.
We'll be going there.
News to me. 7:30 Monday evening.
There were some quite big cars, not actually physically big cars, but some important cars going up for auction for numbers that, who knows? We don't know. But there was a T50. That's not the first, second, third, fourth?
Is it apparently the first publicly auctioned
That's
one?
The first publicly
I believe
auctioned
so, T50. That's what I thought.
It's said publicly listed, but I thought there was one that went recently.
Yeah,
but so did it I. was what, $5.4 million went for?
$5.63 million. What is that, like £3.5-4 million?
Yeah.
And that's with all the fees and bloody blah, blah, blah. So, not, you know, I'm not saying it's not a lot of money, but compared to what it's like an F1.
The F1.
And funny enough, an F1 also went through. Is that the same car we saw in Monterey?
It is indeed. It's chassis 14, an ex-Brunei car. That was yellow, then went to white, then got fitted the high downforce kit, and the owner used that thing. Drove it around all sorts.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, went up sale. And the final number is essentially $25 million.
Yeah, £18 million.
Yeah, something. With all of the tax, what do you call it, the fees for the auction house included, it tipped over $25 million.
Now, I know it's a lot, but I thought more might happen.
I did too, but the road car chassis tend to be a little bit less than the GTRs, which tend to go privately for more. So it's a public auction. But it's very possible that the one that we saw in Monterey, that's where we went.
Have we been there?
It could have gone for more because that's a sealed bid.
Yeah.
This was just a public kind of auction.
Yeah.
But whoever gets it, please use it. Please.
Those two people meet each other. How much do you pay?
25. Oh, okay. I spent 50.
That's like half price. Nice.
So, yeah, cool to see an F1 sell. Hopefully it doesn't disappear like the rest of them. Well, not the rest of them. There are lots of them being used.
Yeah, but they are like, for the most part, just sort of hidden away in someone's
basement. The thing I always think, though,
basement.
There are, you see a good amount being used for how many there are.
Yeah, it was 100 and whatever.
I think 106 is the total number, but that's including all the race cars.
Yeah.
Just the road cars, you still see them out there.
Mm.
Meanwhile, like a Zonda. A Zonda's, well, also rare, but you know what I mean.
A Zonda sold.
Mm.
It's one of the Zonda Tricolo Performante 9000 special editions. Okay. $10 million.
Tough. if I'm Harry Metcalf, I'm angry right now.
I know it's like a super special one, so maybe that's more valuable because it's probably a one-off.
Yeah.
But still, yo, Zonda's going the same way as like the McLaren F1s.
The crazy thing as well is that any Zonda you buy, same with McLaren F1, you can just send back to the factory and have them redo it. They can redo whatever you want. If you want it back to a C12S spec or you want it back to whatever, they can do that. That's the coolest thing. Those chassis never exist as what they are. They just exist as a base, which is quite cool. They're MX-5s. They're expensive MX-5s, is what they are.
Zonda Riviera.
That's the one.
Zonda Riviera, which is actually a 2006 car. And it went for $10 million.
Yeah, it's on an 06 plate. I'd put that at like £1,500, £2,000.
It's brand new. No, honestly, it's brand spanking new. There's a 2006.
He's never seen one so clean.
But it is a 56 plate, so another mil on that one, please.
What else did we have? Some other ridiculous numbers there. An F40 sold for $3.8 million. A LaFerrari, 3.4, basically. A 918, 1.7.
3.4, though, for a LaFerrari is quite conservative.
I've seen some like selling at like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
An F12 TDF, 1.1, and an 812 competition or competizione at almost 1.4. It's crazy. It's crazy numbers.
Now, in similar news, but different, did we talk about this? The Renault concept cars being sold?
Yeah.
That auction happened yesterday. Funnily enough, I actually registered to bid because I was like, I want a concept car. I want something cheap. What I really wanted was the Twingo. There was a Twingo Mark II RS concept car. And all the reserves were ridiculously cheap on these cars. I think the Twingo's reserve was 3,000 to 4,000 euro. So I was like, that's cool to have. And it still works and stuff. Everything went for lots of money. They really did. So, for instance, this Twingo, so there was a Mark II Clio, Mark III Clio, like what you're looking at, 197.
Yep.
The concept car that they revealed to show really that car off. The reserve, 6,000 euros. It sold for 20.
the auction house? Jesus Christ.
All right, well, we might have undersold these. The Twingo was reserved at 6. It sold for 16. But some of the other ones went for real money.
Now, there was... There was only a couple of actual road cars in there that you could buy and run, which was a Clio Williams.
The Clio Williams had a really cool story. That was built at the factory and then used by workers at the factory to like run around and get parts. Yeah. Like it was their lunch car, the Clio Williams. That's estimate was €20,000. It sold for 54.
Oh! Well, that's not a nice noise for you all to hear, but that did shock me.
The Renault 5 Maxi Turbo is quite cool. A very cool, you know, wide body Group B. I think it might be Group B. It might be Group A, but proper. It was a prototype car that supposedly had some parts on it unique in the world. Estimate 80. Oh, yeah, it went for 216,000.
There was a couple of F1 car or a few F1 cars in there that they had the highest estimates, I think.
Yes.
Some of them were quite big and large.
I'll have a look at some of those some of those F1 cars, €480,000, 313, 1.2 million.
Ooh, what on do you do with that?
Mate,
if you're very rich,
daily
you put it. Some F1 cars people do use.
Daily anything.
You mean the F1 or the concept?
But no, I mean like a Formula One car.
A Formula One car, there are people who use them. There's a lot of rich people that they will own it, but they don't necessarily drive it. They might have it driven by someone.
Yeah,
at Goodman. You buy...
That's odd. That's really odd.
Perhaps a car cock.
I didn't want to say it, but that is odd.
Yeah.
That
but you're getting it done by a professional.
But he's old.
But he was a professional.
So why would you do
bought,
that?
It's not a nice way to think about it.
It's really not. I don't like where this is going.
You're basically giving it back to someone who used to, you know, have a go on it. Like back in the 70s. And you said, I've now bought it at an exorbitant fee.
Well, I've got
Would you like to have another go?
But wait,
because you were great. Back in the day, you honestly were unbeatable.
Like, you won championships in this thing. Like no one else did it better. Why would I give it a go?
But what is the point?
I'm not worthy.
Why would you drop that much money on something to then not use it yourself?
Well, because they're very difficult to drive, or maybe you're very rich and very old and very frail.
Because also, when you have that sort of money, it's not about the money. it's about being able to say, there's my car, it's winning races.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's the one I own. That's what they care about. They don't
care
about
my car being driven. Imagine, like, a lot of these people will be people who grew up. Something funny.
Just I was still visualizing what you just said about before. Yeah, the parallel is weird.
It's rough.
But there's my car getting driven.
These are going to be the exceptionally rich who can buy and store this sort of stuff. But someone who grew up watching F1, say it's a driver they like, and now they can buy that car and watch it be driven. And some of them will drive it. Some of them might drive it.
They might have a go.
Yeah. There are plenty of F1 cars out there that are still being maintained now.
They know they can't perform, but they'll give it a go.
They might give it one go.
You get to a certain age and you.
They might give it one go and go, look, this is far too much for me.
Someone else better carry on from here.
Go have a crack.
All right, well, let's move on. But yeah, that Renault, the Renault concepts, I'm sad. There was also a Laguna BTCC car that did go for, well, not as much money.
What did the Megane go for?
So here's what I was going to say. There is a Megane Mark III, the touring, basically the car from Blur, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was in Blur. It was like a mad wide-body GT3
which I think
style.
In theory, should have had a V6, but that one didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This car had a reserve of €5,000 to €8,000. Mm-hmm. It sold €42,000, which is rough.
Which is a car you can't actually use. And
they said on the thing that the body panels were it's a moquette. So it's not a race car. The panels aren't carbon fiber. They're most likely fiberglass or something like that.
I thought that was a potato.
A moquette or a croquette.
That's the one.
Still not technically a potato, but and then there was also just a wide body kit for your car.
Yeah.
That was €1,000 reserve.
But lots of the information on it. I'm sure if you got in contact with them, you might get more info. But lots of it was like, damn.
Yeah, it just says car.
Yeah, one of the Megane was like, we think it's got a normal Megane 250 engine in it. What do you mean we think?
It kind of okay if it was a collector who bought it 50 years ago and has died. You're Renault. You made it. Yeah,
you built it. I was like, you have it. You have the car. Someone just needs to go out to it, open the bonnet, and go.
That's what it was.
There it is.
One of my favorite cars was there was a Mark II Clio, pre facelift. Phase one is what we call them. 6x6. Yeah, so a Clio that's had another two wheels added at the rear, and it's got a pickup truck that had a €3,000 to €6,000 reserve. It sold for 20. What are you doing with that? Who was in there going, no, 18? No, I'll go to 19. I need that.
Maybe Renault are buying them back. We cannot let them go. It is a bit sad though when they start
getting rid of their collection.
Because Mitsubishi did it a few years ago and that was
really
sad. That was not nice. Because you can't get those back.
No, they're gone.
Like Renault at no point are gonna go, well, actually we'll put a buyback clause in.
Kev, have we got that that Renault Sport Spider?
No, we sold that.
Oh, how much did you want for that? I will take it back.
I want like, that.
That's going to go into collection. They're never going to get that back. So that feels, I don't know. I mean, they better put that money to good use. They won't. They won't at all.
New Clio RS.
Here's a new Clio. It's electric. Our cars are ugly. Oh, well. L.
French board meeting minutes.
L. In the Sotheby's auction, they sold it. It confused me for a while because they sold a 2026 Formula One car.
So you were trying to, well, you didn't explain it to me to save the podcast. What do you mean?
It baffled me because I thought, am I in the wrong year? What's happened here? So obviously everyone, the most recent Formula One race, Lando Norris won in a McLaren in 2025 car, I guess you would call that. So I thought, what? Do they go back a year? Do they go forward a year? What's going on?
It's like Americans where they go, I got the new 28 Mustang. It's just come out last week.
Model year, man. Model year of F1 car. But they are basically, they have sold a car that is not yet built.
Okay.
So they're basically saying this could be a world champion car. It could be amazing. It feels like an L waiting to happen.
This also feels like an MLM, a pyramid scheme, where it's like, no. You give me the money for the car and then we'll build it.
Yeah.
But if we crash it, oops.
It will be a functioning F1 car. It's not like a display car. It will have the engine in and everything. But you'll get it in 2028.
Okay.
I still don't understand because that's a year after the season would even finish. Almost 2 years, basically.
You know when people order Porsches and they get updates? It's like, here's your car going through the factory now. It's they do that after a race weekend. Here's your car qualifying first. Here's your car upside down on fire. Sorry.
But they're selling it as like, this could be a championship winning car. This could be this could be that. And you can pick whether it's Norris's or Piastri's car.
Oh, so it's McLaren.
They might not even be there. How do we know this? Like they're contracted, but how do you know?
Does it say what team?
This is McLaren.
McLaren.
You just said it was, okay.
Oh.
You just didn't say the team. You just said it was an F1 car.
Mm-hmm. You didn't, yeah.
Oh, fair. McLaren.
It's a McLaren. Okay. Yeah. So, okay.
No, it's Ferrari.
Now, the thing is, right, McLaren, very good currently, as we've seen.
Well, that's, I mean, that is the...
But regulation changes, big regulation changes, they could be quite bad. No one knows. There's so much regulation change. Yeah. There might be next year, they could be at the bottom of the
league. Only three wheels next year, mate.
I think they have, but they're a lot smaller. Do you know whenever we see an F1 car in person, it's always like...
So they're getting smaller? Big.
They're getting quite a lot smaller.
Maybe.
But I quite like that.
And they're now 50-50 electric. And
when we walked around McLaren, the older F1 cars that were smaller were much more visually pleasing than these new long boys. Than these Toyota GR GTs.
Longer than like a long wheelbase Range Rover.
Yeah, crazy.
The big boys. They're massive.
I mean, mathematically, they're not that much smaller, but they are, I believe there's like renders of them next to each other. And it does look a lot smaller.
Okay.
But when you saw them at McLaren actually lined up, it is.
Oh, yeah, it gets bigger and bigger each year.
Obviously, they're safer and faster and whatever else.
Yeah.
But someone has paid $11.5 million for this. Now, I don't know how much an F1 car's worth. Well, 20 actually
mil.
Worth.
Well, when we were walking around McLaren, he said that the cost of one of these cars is at least 20 million.
Okay.
So that's got a great deal.
Because I guess the problem is that you couldn't actually buy that. Only McLaren. But I guess if you've bought that and that turns out to be, I don't know, they go and win every race and it's world champion car again. That's probably a bargain at that stage.
What they're doing is they're buying approved pre-owned used.
Yeah.
You're saying, look, I don't need new. I don't want to tick all the boxes. Just as long as there's some service history, i.e. winning.
Get your 76 reg.
Do you know what it is, though? It's like saying, okay, I'm going to go buy a new Mercedes A-Class. But you can't have 2 years. It's going to have a lot of mileage on it. And it's going to drive really hard.
Someone else is going to.
So you're paying full price for it as if it was new.
You're letting someone else do it again? It's kind of crazy. We're going right back to
it. Yeah, no, I'm going to pay you for...
Let's not.
But basically, so they're not going to get it till they've bought it now, paid for it. I don't know how they paid for it. And maybe they've put it on a finance deal. I have no idea. And they won't get it till 2028. But McLaren have said, we will give you a 2025 car once the season's done as like a lease, but it'll be a display car.
Sorry.
Not like a lease. I'm assuming they won't pay for
this
lease.
This one's just like a daily to get you back and forth until your car's finished.
It's like we can give you a 2025 car. You can just have that like as a display
but
thing.
But to keep...
No, no. Like once you get your car, you can get it. But it is a courtesy. It's F1 a courtesy car that you can't drive.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. Yeah. You can't drive that one.
As far as I'm aware, that was someone correct me. But it might be a display car.
But okay. Why would I want that?
Because you're rich.
But if no, but and I have
in this case correct.
But in this case, right? You've got okay. I've got an F1 car coming in a couple of years time.
All right, Ben.
And it's going to run. It's going to drive. Okay, I can't drive on the road, obviously, but I can drive it if I want to. But then they go, well, have this liability. It's just a big.
No, but I mean, it's something to show off. It's something you can stick in your penthouse mansion or in your garden.
It's beyond like supercars and whatever else. And the thing is, one else can have that.
The people with this level of money to spend, was it 11 mil?
11 and a half.
They're not thinking like we are. They're not going, do need to get a daily though. So they're going,
sell the Clio, though.
They're going, that would be funny. Or that would be cool to show off.
I put it in my bedroom.
Okay,
randomly.
But you'd make it out of a bed, like a race car bed,
but it's an actual F1 car.
You're slotting yourself in the F1 position, so your knees are up above there, and you're just...
That'd be great.
Honks.
Or I just like, if I was that rich, I'd leave it places. Like my mate would come home into like his small one-bedroom flat, and it would just be in there. And he'd be like, oh, for God's
disassembled
sake.
By McLaren and reassembled in
you've
there.
You've put your F1 car in my living room again. Oh, and then you can't get like through his kitchen because there's F1 car in the way.
Why not turn it into a sim?
That would be cool.
For audio listeners, Ben looked gleeful
that would
and happy
be
there.
Sick.
Expensive.
Yeah.
Quite expensive.
But you don't care, you're rich.
No, that with VR. Yeah. Just a little bit of tilty-tilty.
Can I see a recorder?
What?
A toilet.
Now that I quite like.
But you've got to strap in and everything.
Yeah.
You get the seat molded
You have to do a race start, so you're holding the end, you let go.
What makes the bore noise?
Is that the flush?
Don't worry about it, Ben.
It's a flush on the paddle.
That's all.
I would have an F1 car, but only if I could use. I don't see the point in the display one.
No, you have to have one. That's not.
Do you reckon? Okay. Do you reckon you could? You'd be able to.
I
drive
mean, I reckon after like a lap.
Okay, hang on one second. Edwin, do you think you'd be able to drive one?
God no, it's
not. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to either. William.
No, I'm not saying I think I'd be able to do it straight away.
Did you never watch that Top Gear episode?
Yeah, it's TV though. How do you know that one? He might have nailed that. Are they going, well, that's a little bit funny.
I don't think you could drive one.
No one's going to believe
tone
that,
tone it
Richie
down
boy.
A little bit, mate.
Come on.
This video's got to be like 15-minute sections.
That was a lap record, Richard. Tone it down.
You've got to be so very fit to drive it.
Who do you think was the slig?
What are you looking at? I think my first issue would be getting in it.
Yeah.
I think you fit.
And next issue would be getting out of it because they'd say, what are you doing in there?
So you bought the car in the snow.
No, still it'd be like, okay,
but you still need, you need like, normally you need a team. You can't just buy an F1 car and just whiz it down to the track on a trailer.
We'll do it.
What's my oil temp? I have no idea. How do we start this? I've got no idea because I think the new
hold
ones
on,
do
hold
start
on, let me
on.
Google it.
ChatGPT, how to start 2026 Formula 1 car.
Chris Fix here. Here we go. Chris Fix will have a video on this.
But you believe you could drive it?
Look, I was pretty quick in the sim.
Don't take the mic.
True.
Tell me honestly, do you think you could drive it? Or how long would it take you to drive it?
What do you mean, do I think I could? Like, can you explain that?
Do you think you could drive it?
But what do you mean, like 10 metres around
they
lap,
know,
lap,
a
lap?
They know a couple of laps. A couple of laps. They've told you how to operate it, but nothing more than that.
And you have to go for it. You got to go for it. Because obviously...
Well, why is the terms and conditions being added? Sorry, but you've got to make a lap record.
No, you have to be minimum 100% throttle all times.
You have to try and go quickly.
I've got to be 100% throttle like once on a straight or something.
No, you just have to drive the car on the track. But like... Not,
that's different to what you just said.
Okay, but if I get out in the car park now in your car and drive it down the road 2 miles an hour, that's not driving it. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's not, but
if you said you're
in a court of law,
I would say the police, if they pulled you over, go, you were driving that car.
What I mean is that
I was under 2 miles an hour. Like, that doesn't count.
There's a common knowledge that anything under two.
If I could walk faster, it's not driving.
You are on track. Therefore, you have to try and go for it quickly.
Okay.
Well, yeah, obviously. I'm in a Formula 1 car. I think it would struggle anyway.
Tell that to Broxton and the hot hatches.
I think they'd be, fair. Now, I think you couldn't do it.
What do you mean couldn't?
Like, I don't think you have the ability to do it.
Wow. What do you mean?
Because I remember in the Top Gear episode, the biggest thing he said was that he can't go quick enough to make it actually perform properly because he's too scared. Because to make an F1 car actually grip properly, you have to be going at such a fast speed.
But Will has no wife or children or anything to live for. So why would he not go for it?
You've got a Lamborghini to live for.
Well, I've got to pay for it. And if I put that in a wall, I haven't got to pay for it anymore.
What I'm saying is, I don't think
if I do it hard enough,
I don't think I just don't think you could.
But what
this sounds like is a future TDC episode where we're at 20 mil subscribers.
F1 car.
If you could get like a double XL Formula 1 car, I've seen it done.
Okay,
what driven? I've seen it. Well, it's called
every weekend. There's been videos of people who drive F1 cars.
Okay,
normies.
Okay,
regular folk. Unlike me.
That's what I was waiting for that.
And obviously, it's difficult, but they don't just start. I mean, it's not like you on the sim, basically. No, invalidated lap.
Completely
invalidated
fair,
lap.
But before
hedge,
that, I saw...
Hedge, wall, hedge, but hedge, did I, wall, I didn't, barrier, tyre.
I never did a Will Chandler and went, yeah, I do that. Easy, mate. Yeah.
But perhaps that's why you're approaching it from how you felt towards it, whereas Will could drive it on the sim.
You have to believe.
But you haven't got to put like 100 kilograms of pressure onto the brake pedal to actually make it stop on a sim.
What's he talking about?
It's like doing a leg press.
No,
actually,
I know, but
stop the thing.
I'm saying your emotional approach to it was that you came into it going, I can't do this.
I know I can't do it. It's realistic.
Whereas because Will's like, I'll do it.
Unrealistic.
There you go.
Not unrealistic. You have to believe.
But I think to a degree that will help you in that case.
If Lando Norris talk like that, he wouldn't be champion, would he?
Yeah, but he is
I'd be quite worried if Lando Norris, if I've hired this man to race and he gets in the car and goes, I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing here? How do I work this?
I can't drive this.
Also, can I point out a very key difference here? You're using the comparison of Lando Norris, but he is an F1 driver. You are not an F1
but
driver.
But he wasn't always. He was once a boy with a dream.
But he worked his way up. You're just a man.
Do you reckon him, 8 years old, went, well, I can't drive one now. What's the point?
That's illegal. I can't drive.
No, but this is the same as him at 8 years old going, I'm going to get in the car and just drive the F1 car. He wouldn't say that. He'd work his way up.
Someone would have gone, Gordon in my son.
You would not be able to drive it. I believe that.
Hey, this sounds like a video.
Someone, like F1 teams hit us up. McLaren. I'm willing to do the challenge. If you could get like a really big seat, wide.
Get a wide F1
If you could get like with an armrest as well, that'd be lovely. A round wheel.
What if they said to you, you have to pass certain physical fitness things to drive an F1 car?
Let's go.
Would you do them all?
Yeah, I'd just starve myself until I was dead.
You've got to get ripped to drive it.
Well, I've got to be ripped.
No, he doesn't need to
do that. No, this is the condition of the bet. They just tell you've got to get ripped to drive it.
They're some weird...
Who judges that?
And I want to see you topless as well.
What the hell?
Yeah, you drive that F1 car really well. That's it, it's over.
What I'm saying.
I'll let you drive the F1 car. Just let me see you top off. No, I swear.
We need
to
do the seat fitting. Just take your trousers off. We just got to get them sat right in the middle there, like that.
What I'm saying is that you've got to get in really good shape.
I don't know. Your terms and conditions are so bizarre.
No, I'm saying you've got to get in really good shape. Would you do it? Would you put the commitment in to get in really good shape?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's just like a once in a lifetime opportunity that I'm willing to take any F1 team that offers
it. Run it. All of the creamers at the MTC right now are going, boss.
Boss is a big fat man who wants to drive an F1 car.
Right, okay.
But he promises willing not to lose weight.
He promises not to be fat by the time he gets around to it.
He said he'd be naked or something. Okay, we're not going to play with that game.
Okay.
All right, cool. That's Formula One of the week. It shows how much we know.
Also like 2 weeks late after. Congratulations, Lando Norris.
He's not listening.
He is listening.
One day.
We're going to get him on the podcast. Because F1 drivers, for the most part, we don't care.
Well, I don't know anything.
Do you know any of them?
I know there's a guy called Lando Norris. I've heard a lot about him this last week.
Could you name five current ones?
Lewis Hamilton.
He is current.
Just about.
Sort of.
Kimi Raikkonen?
No.
What? Okay. Fernando Alonso?
He is actually. Just He's about, quite okay. old, but yeah, just about.
No, I was about to say Jenson Button, but I've seen him talking on the TV, so I know he can't be driving.
He got out of a car Jensen, and got into a nice shirt.
Jenson, mate, you're supposed to be out on track. Oh, shit. Hold on.
That's three.
It's not bad going. Is it three?
That is three. Alonso, Hamilton, Norris.
Yes. Two more.
I'm sure I can.
Yeah, correct. That's why we're here. We're making you do it.
You have to believe. The other McLaren guy, Piastri.
Yep,
His name is Oscar.
One more.
And he... Of Max Verstappen. I know that guy.
Yeah. He's you.
Crazy man. That's fine. I got out of that scot-free.
There you go. Big F1 podcast that started. I mean, some of you might like F1.
Can you name five different ones?
Antonelli is one I've seen recently.
Sure.
I've never heard that in my life.
I think Hülkenberg's in there now, right? I think he's back.
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll say yes.
Ocon, is he in there? Albon?
We'll say it.
And who's another one?
We don't know enough about F1 to even adjudicate our own. Well, you have to say that. That's the point of it.
Oh, no, but that's not a fun game, is it?
Now, one last one? You said one other one.
I haven't got it. Now, Zach Brown.
There you go. Ben, I would like you to name five people who are not related to Formula One at all.
Five people.
Yeah.
Okay. David Attenborough.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Fine.
And then obviously Will Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, naturally goes from there.
Well, they're mates. Yeah. Hard, isn't
he's panicking.
Hard, isn't it?
Dumbledore.
He's not a real person.
But that's not a person.
Yeah, but it counts.
No.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Count.
Fine. Alex Kirsten.
All right. That's
natural
right.
progression. He's not real. He's a fictional human being.
Again, mate of Dumbledore.
Rory McKay.
But you. Not okay. Real. Fine.
No, that's not a person.
Yeah. Fine.
You can't just pick random people off the street.
Last one. You've got to come up.
I need two more. One, I have four fingers up.
One more person.
You could just say a fake name. We would never know.
See, there's so many people in F1 that it's hard to find out one that isn't.
And how do you know they're not in F1, any of those people?
Ben, mate, this is a podcast. You've got to speak.
It's really Toto Wolff.
No, that guy's in F1.
Yeah, he is like quite deep in F1, actually.
Oh, was it not in F1? I forgot. I panicked.
Again, one person.
One was in F1.
Literally anyone.
One person. I went to BP earlier and there's a lady that served me. Does
Lovely.
She count?
She's on it. I don't think she's in it, so that's all good.
Which, to be fair, we can actually prove she isn't.
BP could be a part-time job.
Yeah.
You have no
that's
idea.
That's five people.
That's five people. Cool.
But anyway, if Lando Norris is listening, we'd like you on the podcast. And we've probably ruined it by what you've just
said. That.
Because he's one of the some.
He's one of the people.
Some. He's one of the people of all time who actually has cool cars.
He is one of the five people that is in F1, so we should get him on.
Did you see there was a rumour?
Okay.
This is a rumor I'm going to talk about. It could be one of those like Chinese news sites making this up. No idea. About Hamilton wanted to make a... He's now Ferrari, and he did that very cool photo in front of the F40.
F44?
Whatever. Yeah, he wanted to make an F44, which is basically a modern-day F40 with a manual gearbox, but modern-day things.
Retro styling still.
And that apparently Ferrari said, uh-uh, not on my watch.
Yeah.
Because we got more dross to
we
get
got
out
more
first.
Pressing issues
and apparently not very happy about that. I don't know how real this is. Again, this could be news.com, some random site at the bottom of a website. It's all fake.
I'm trusting news.com. That's it. In name alone, it's quite trustworthy.
news.lt.
Just gonna check news.com. It goes to CNET, so that's fine. I believe that.
Okay, all right, I believe it, but that would have been cool. So Ferrari, get your thumb out of your bum and let's make the car. Because apparently he sold a load of cars, Hamilton. But again, this
could be to make...
Like, I feel like Ben at this stage. I've just seen a title and got a news story. Nice.
That's gospel.
And I've gone, that's news. Let's get that story going.
News to me.
That's news.com.
Right,
what else have we got? We don't actually have too much left, but we do have an important update. Ben, you've put in here, Mr. Bugger.
Mr. Bugger.
I must get my phone. It's on charge.
Bloody Gen Z is always going for their phone.
Right. I message Mr. Bugger.
Mr. Bugger.
I have not received a response. I'm just still checking now. Sent on Friday.
You're in his requests.
I am. He's actually got a good amount of followers. But he's a private account, so I had to request a message. Don't know how that works.
So you can't follow up now?
No, you've got one message.
Invitation sent. You can send more messages after your invitation being accepted.
You've used your message. Again, please, no one go out and message. No.
Don't message him.
Leave it.
If you know him, like, personally,
sure.
Just give him a nudge.
Yeah, don't message him, please. This is proof of research for us.
Of course. Now, Ben, what did you say?
I said, hi, mate. Got a slightly weird one.
Went in for mate with American. Interesting.
What's wrong with that?
They don't say that.
You pom.
What would I say instead? Go on, what would I say
instead? Hi, Mr. Bugger.
Well, that sounds...
Address him by his formal name.
Exactly.
Please. Hi, mate. Got a slightly weird one here for you. I actually say I produce for the podcast. I don't. Ooh. But I thought it would be...
Sorry,
it sounded
I produce for the podcast. Sounds a little bit iffy, if I'm honest.
Who produces lies for the podcast?
Sounds like you're part of the cuck chair.
Well, I didn't want it to be like, I'm a random man that wants information about you. I wanted to give a bit of context. So okay. I produce for an automotive podcast called Cream, brackets cars, all everything around me. We were in the US for Monterey Car Week. Have we mentioned that?
What?
No, never.
This year, and came across your car with the plate, Mr. Bugger.
Hell, did we? I don't remember that. I think we just drove past it.
I said... Bit of context for him. Being English, the phrase bugger is used fairly regularly.
Hit him with an Urban Dictionary
defines
bugger. Which created quite a common in-joke between us. I said, after mentioning it recently on our podcast, one of our viewers sent us a photo of your car, I believe from Reddit, leading us directly to you. We'd love to hear more about the story of the car, the mods, and most importantly, how the plate Mr. Bugger came about. Let me know more. Let me know if you'd be happy to tell us more. Thanks, Ben.
Hit him with an inspirational, we want to hear more about... The origin story about the modifications, about how it came to be.
Well, that's now, what we want.
I had no idea.
What's wrong with that?
I've done a brief bit of research on bugger.
Okay.
I've looked.
Yeah.
There is an answer
bugger
here.
Means. Do you know, there is an answer.
Oh, what bugger means?
No, but not our bugger. A different bugger. Okay. I just typed in bugger, USA slang.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. It might not be that. And Google AI could be dog shit. Could be, I don't know. It says the term bugger, that's B-U-G-G-A, is used in Hawaiian pidgin.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Mr.
As
pigeon?
A casual term for a person,
no,
generally a male.
Different pigeon.
The term is much more common as a mild profanity or exclamation of annoyance in the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. In Hawaiian pidgin, an example of it would be, debugger is always late.
Now,
that
okay,
feels quite similar.
So it's quite similar, but what that would still imply is if he used as man, his plate is Mr. Man.
Now,
but it's still, he would still be Mr. Bugger.
Yeah, it's just a casual term. It's not like it's a, you know,
it might
just
be his name, I think.
You think his name's Bugger?
I think that possibly, from the context I have, I think that might just be his name.
So the tale of Mr. Bugger continues.
It is a mystery.
And do you know what is going to have to happen? Is we're going to have to track him down when we're there.
We'll have to find him.
It's a recognisable car.
We'll be going back and we'll be finding Mr. Bugger once again.
He may respond to DM. I would hope so.
Maybe we will get a Christmas miracle because next Thursday is Christmas Day.
It is Christmas. Yes.
That's so for them it is, yeah.
You will be getting a Christmas creaming. Merry Creamus.
We're
and maybe Mr. Bugger will visit us. He'll slide down our chimney.
And
what's that under the tree? It's Mr. Bugger.
This year, Christmas falls on a Thursday, which is Cream Release Day. And also, so there's a New Year's Day.
Exactly.
So I've been trying to convince these guys that we'll get the podcast done ahead of time and we can release the podcast at midnight.
So the next cream will be a Christmas creaming and we'll get some tinsel up. We'll get a little festivity.
And hats. And we've decided to do a little secret Santa between us.
we all know who has everyone because it's three of us.
Who have you got?
I've got you.
I've
got you.
If you've got me,
then who's driving me?
Who's got who? I've got Edwin.
We've got a secret Santa. I've got you.
And then you've got
really,
Will.
Which really
I have got Will.
Yeah,
that's correct.
I've actually genuinely got you something.
I don't believe you. I think you bought me a clown costume. I bought Edwin a genuinely... I told you what I bought Edwin.
I've seen it's horrible what you bought.
Yeah, terrible.
Mean.
I told you earlier and you said it was nice.
It's just mean.
Okay. Well, you will join us next week when we have our Christmas special. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Cars Rule Everything Around Me. We will see you next week. Merry Christmas. No, I can't say that yet. Merry Christmas in a week.
See you next Christmas week.
Only a week away.